Blog Talk Radio.
It's Miss P, and this is the Intune Show. Basically, I just want to thank all you guys every single time I'm on the air, you know, for all the love and all the feedback and all the positive energy that's coming my way, and I hope that you're receiving that positive energy from me in return. I just want to apologize again about yesterday's show. I was supposed to have Mellow Kane on. However, things went crazy with the switchboard, but it looks like we're back up and running. And again, ladies, for those who have questions for Mello and things of that nature, you can reach him again at MeloKan.com. Hit him up. He's a real laid-back, cool person. I'm working on, you know, rescheduling him now, so I'll keep you guys posted on that news. Also, I just kind of wanted to touch on the basis of this whole thing with Facebook and how people are in a frantic about paying and everything. But like I said yesterday, if Miss P has to pay, then Miss P is like no way, because there's no way that I'm going to pay to post things on Facebook. I'm just not going to do it. It's not that serious. So hopefully, you know, at 12 o'clock tonight, I cut and paste that thing, and if my icons are in turn blue as what's being passed on from page to page to page, then, okay, the Intune Show would be down. But in the event that that does happen, I just wanted to share with you guys other ways that you guys could reach out to the Intune Show. Basically, we are on Twitter, under the Intune Show. We're also on Twitter, and you can follow us at Off the Page Mag. We also have a website, which is ntuned.webs.com, and that's webs with an S, so that's webs.com. So if you guys are looking for us, just in case this all goes down, we're definitely going to be, you know, you have another source to reach us. But I just also wanted to touch on, because, you know, I just have to run my mouth a little bit before we really get into the show, but I just wanted to just get a few people's opinion about people that, mothers, or I should say, because you never see a man running around with their kids in a laundromat, and you never see a man bring their kids to the nail place. So I just want to know, we'll start with that. I mean, your kid is not doing laundry, and your kid is not getting their nails done or getting a pedicure, so why are they running around in my relaxation mode, stepping on my feet, hitting me with push cards, making all this noise, driving everybody crazy? When you go in and do things like that, ladies, try to make preparations, because the only way that we'll be able to have our downtime is when you prepare yourself to have that downtime. Have it where you have someone who's going to be looking after your child or children until you're done with your set appointment, because in that way you have that time to relax and have, you know, that moment to mellow out, and then everybody else around you will have that time to mellow out too. Because Ms. P will have to step to the kids. I am the person that will step to the children, okay? If you cannot contain them, I will definitely help you contain those children, okay? So for all of y'all out there, please, please control the children. Get a babysitter. When I'm out getting my nails and my toes done, or when I'm in the laundry, I want to be at peace. It's bad enough I got to do Chuck Norris to get a dryer, then to turn around and have to worry about your children too, is a little bit too much for me. Okay, but we could talk about that again later on another show. So on today's show, I should say, because I'm so used to doing broadcasting at night, that we have JB from For Better Entertainment/Management. He's a CEO, founder of this company, and I'm just really thrilled and excited that, you know, I finally get him on the show because I've been trying for a really long time. So today we'll finally get the opportunity to, you know, talk to him or whatever. And if you guys have any questions that you want to ask or anything, you can dial in at 818-495-6975. And that's live, okay? But for the meantime, before we get Joey on, we're going to go ahead and play one of his songs that he's in. This one is Fly Guy with J Fitted, CR Bundy, and JB.
Hey, baby.
The number you have dialed.
What's going on? I just called to let you know I was thinking about you. And you're not picking up, so, you know, when you do get the time of the message, you know, call me back. Got me thinking a little different, you know?
Down from a bird's view. When I look down, I see the earth blue. I give your wings no red bull. Be you when you wide, I fly through. You need a
hot. And again, I must say that, you know, for all the guys out there that's in this music business thing and they're making songs that are like this for the ladies or about the ladies, and it's nice and mellow and smooth, this is what Miss P likes. So once again, for all those who are making tracks like that, my email address is NTUNEDSHOW@AOL.com. Send them to me. Love music on my iPod. But anyway, without further ado, we're going to bring on JB. We're going to talk to him again. He is the CEO, founder of For Better Entertainment Management, and we're going to get to know him a little better. So let's see. JB, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. What's going on, Ms. P? How you doing?
Hey, JB, how are you? I'm really excited to have you on the Intune Show tonight.
Likewise, likewise. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. No problem. And for all y'all, again, I'm like saying tonight because I'm so used to saying tonight that it's just like embedded in my head, but it is the day. But for some people, it is night. So I could kind of pass on that, huh, JB?
Yeah,
and sometimes
I'm with you on
it
that.
Is night.
Absolutely, man. Depending on where you at in the world, you know.
Exactly.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. So, JB, I mean, we're going to jump right into it and stuff like that. Excuse me. You know, a lot of people want to know, including myself, you know, we want to know how long you've been doing music and what age did you start?
Ooh, wow. Well, I've been doing music for, I say, about 15, 16 years, you know. I got into it young, I'd say around 14. I've been DJing. Started off DJing with my peoples. Shout out to my FU family and all that. You know, doing house parties, you know, the neighborhood, local things, things like that.
Right, so that's a long time to be in the business. I mean, that's seasoned to me. You know,
yeah,
that means that it's like you had time to perfect and re-perfect and perfect again. That's awesome. I love
that.
Well,
you know,
I'm
still working on the perfection part, you know, but, you know, been doing this since 14, DJing, you know, singing on hooks, like mixtapes, since my man Stephen, my man T Black. Shout out to Miss Gloria and all that, too, man. Like, we started in her living room with the first record, scratching up Stephen's needles and everything, man. You know, my man J5 and G1, you know, Chance Records up, trying to get
right.
better. And, you know, I just stayed with it, you know. Eventually it turned into stop wanting to play people's music and pretty much get into doing my own thing, you know.
Right. Absolutely. So that song, Fly Guy, that we all just listened to, I mean, tell us a little bit about that. How did you all come up with that concept for that song?
You know, shout out to my brother, you know, C.R. Bundy. He's a big part of that. He's a producer also. Look out for that kid. That kid got some fire coming out real soon. Jay Fitted, my other brother, you know, we was just in the living room pretty much in the session, just feeling ourselves, you know, just came up with the concept. My brother started making the track. I came up with the words. Jay Fitted started mumbling, and it all started to come together. Yeah, it wasn't no specific way of, like, going to plan that track. It was just sitting there in the studio zoning, and that's how we was feeling at the time.
Right, and I must give a shout-out to C.R. Bundy and Jay Fitted as well because, again, that track is a really hot track. I also wanted to know, you know, what are some of the things that inspire you to do the things you do? I know you just explained to us how you guys were just, like, sitting there and it just all came to you, you know, like that, like a revelation. But what are the things that inspire you to do other tracks and make certain beats and things of that nature?
Oh, man, I've been inspired so many different ways. That's a tough question. But, you know, as far as I can remember, honestly, shout out to NIB, you know, my man Double J also. Like, back in the days, you know, they used to have the block parties. And, you know, they used to come in, grab the mic. We used to have the live, you know, battles right there at the block parties, you know. And I remember growing up watching all this NIB, BBO, you know, DJ Double J on the 1 and 2s, you know what I'm saying? King Barking them on 128 for Lennox, shout out to Harlem, you know what I'm saying? And I can't forget, you know, all of that. You know, that's what inspired me, was a big part of my inspire. Getting inspired to the music, seeing the older dudes come, like, in my face with it, you know, and just putting it around me and always being around it, man. And, you know, looking up to them guys really inspired me to really go and do something for myself, you know.
Right, that's awesome. And I love the fact that you just keep on, you know, touching back on, you know, people out there because so many people, they get to a certain point in their life and they forget where they came from and where it all grounded from. So, you know, I appreciate and respect the fact that you keep, you know, going, throwing out, you know, people that really inspired you along the way from, you know, youth to now, you know. So that's real.
it's the truth, man. That's where it all started from. You know, that was my biggest inspiration, you know, to really get to where I'm going, I mean, trying to go right now, because, you know, I ain't really accomplished half of, you know, what I'm trying to do. You know, it's a long road to get where I'm trying to go. And can't forget where you came from, you know, to get where you're trying to go. So
Absolutely.
That's why I keep that in mind, you know, definitely.
Right. And I applaud you for that. So what are you, you know, what does For Better Entertainment Management represent? Like, how did you come up with the name and everything like that? Give us a little history about For Better and what it means. So sometimes when people kind of get the name of a company like McDonald's, we know automatically that means burgers, french fries, stuff like that. But what does
right.
For Better Management Entertainment represent? What does that mean?
The biggest thing I wanted to represent is unity, you know. But, you know, coming up For Better is like, you know, the idea I had was For Better was when I came up with the name, it was pretty much far as I wanted to do better, it was for better, you know, pretty much. Like, the way I was feeling at the time, it was like, you know, this music, I wanted to be for a better future, a positive outlook, you know, something that I want around for a long time, you know, and not for the moment. So, you know, I pretty much just went with For Better because, you know, that's how I felt about anything I'm trying to do. You know, I want it to be for better, you know, in a positive, looked at positively, you know. So I like the name. I ran with it, and, you know, can't leave that alone right there. But that's how I came up with the name pretty much, you know, just trying to better myself in whatever I do, you know, for whatever reason, life, music, whatever, you know.
Right. So when you say entertainment / management, right, we know what entertainment means. So your business per se is going to be entertaining what, in reference to what, having artists, you being out there showcasing, managing others, stuff like that? Is that really what For Better is going into? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we going into because, like I said, I got my brother. He's coming up. You know, I know a lot of producers. You know, I met a lot of people along the way. And, you know, like I said myself, I'm a producer / artist myself. So, you know, the entertainment part is still there. You know, it's definitely there. You know, we got our own identity with the music ourselves. So it's like we still got the entertainment, but now we're trying to bring along the management as well, you know.
Right.
And help that grow. And, you know, bring unity over here. You know, we're just pretty much trying to, you know, get out there to artists that never been heard, you know, give them a chance, build this brand as For Better, as a brand, and get to a lot of people that never had the chance to be heard, because there's a lot of people out there that's really good, man. You know, independent music is picking up, you know. It's a lot of people that don't get the chance that other people do, and, you know, they, not to say, you know, it's a lot of people that gets the chance, and they ain't the nicest person, you know, to get the chance of saying. In other words, I want people that's forgotten, you know, don't forget the little people pretty much, man. Give everybody
right.
a chance, you know, because there's no telling what could happen, man, you know.
Right.
As far as, okay, people buzzing and trying to, I understand all of that, but, you know, I want to have my own identity where I could come back and pick my hand-picked people and come out here with good music pretty much.
Absolutely.
Know?
So that pretty much answers my next question as far as, like, what are you looking for in an artist, like an artist that you want to, that you're going to manage or represent? You know, you pretty much basically broke that down, you know, right in that last question, you know, as far as, like, somebody being grounded, somebody that's not really out there in the open. You want people that, you know,
You know, you ain't really got to be the nicest to me. It's just, you know, being the best you could be. You think you could be at it, you know, and being efficient, dedicated, you know, reliable, and very much a grinder, because, you know, you got to grind for this. It's really not going to come too easy. No handouts, It ain't people, way too many people gonna have open hands with this, you know, because it is competition at the end of the day. But you know, you gotta keep grinding, man. You know, I'm looking for a grinder, somebody dedicated and love what they do, you know, and with a twist of being different, you know.
Right.
Pretty much. Because, you know, I'm just saying, it's no telling where you could get an artist if you give them a chance. You give them belief and backing, you know, and let them know, look, it's people here for you. They believe in you. And, you know, with that, with unity and dedication, man, and backing, there's no telling where somebody could go, you know?
Right. Absolutely. That's real
and,
true about that.
And don't
that.
Forget mm-hmm. faith. You know, that's a big part of it, too. You got to have faith in what you do.
Absolutely.
And believe in what your product, you know, and me, myself, me saying that, you know, I know I've been doing music for a while. People wondering, like, yo, what's up with you? What's up with you? What you, why are you waiting so much for? But, you know, it's a lot that come with it, you know, and, you know, it's all about the right timing with music also, you know. If you're looking mm-hmm. for charity, I think you don't need to rush it. But at the same time, you know, you just put all the right pieces together and you could, there's no telling what you could get out of that, you know?
That's so true. So tell us, what songs or beats have you created that touch you the most and why?
Shout out to my big brother Pele and all that, man. Pele Chomps, man, and all that. Because we got a joint that we did together. It's old joint, but that's one of the joints that really inspired me, you know? All the time, because that's one of my favorite tracks. Like, I pop that in all the time.
So what's that title, and where could other people hear that song at?
That was A Hard Life. You could check that out on YouTube, you know. We ain't really got it out there, nothing, but, you know, I got to check with him and see, you know, real talk. Shout out to my man, Pele Charles. I got to check with him and everything and see if we could really take that up another notch. But that's one of my songs that I look up to that I've done, you know, and I feel like it should have been got a little further than it did, but really ain't have the right backing to it or right promotion, or we ain't really push it as hard as it should have been. But yeah, that's one of the songs, Hard Times, that I produced with AI. Shout out to AI too. That I really believe in. I love that track right there.
Right. So, again, everybody, you know, and the title of that, again, so people could hear it, because the one thing is to talk about something.
It's A Hard
Life on YouTube.
Right, It's A Hard Life.
Okay, y'all look that up.
You can find that on Reverb Nation also. Like I said, it's not like it's a big, it's independent music that we just making right now. And like I said, we ain't really pushed that to where it probably could have been. But that's one of my favorites.
Okay,
yeah.
No problem. So we're going to all have to definitely look that up and then get back to you about our our thoughts on that one. But I'm sure that it's hot, you know, because everything that I've listened to that you have done so far, Joey, is really, you know, talent. It's talent.
Thank you.
Talent.
I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you. And again, like I said, I don't know how many shows you listen to, but I tell everybody, I love music on my iPod, so please feel free to send
yes,
me whatever
yes.
you got, because I would listen
yeah,
to it all
Yeah, I mean,
day
I'm working on new music also, you know. I've been sitting on them songs for a little while, you know. I have been doing other things also, you know, because I ran through a little, you know, obstacles, you know, in so many ways. But, you know, I'm still making new music, you know, still trying to improve, still looking out there for the artists, you know, producers, always networking, trying to enhance and grow the brand, you know. Always
right.
ready to collab and ready to work with somebody, you know, because, like I said, I'm new to this and I'm still learning a lot, and it's a lot for me to learn. So, you know, I ain't saying no to too much right now, you know.
I know that's right. So tell us, because, you know, it seems like, you know, the show is set for 30 minutes. It seems like it's just flying by, and I'm so interested in everything that you have to say. But we just got a few left on the clock. So I just wanted
right.
you to
I
put
understand.
Out there, like, you know, what, you know, social networks and stuff like that people can hit you up at, your email address, your contact information for all those that, you know, need to get at JB. You know, just give us all the information we could find you on.
Right. You know, I do most of my activities on Facebook, really, networking-wise. Other than that, you know, you can reach me on Twitter for AB2M tomorrow, you know. But, you know, I'm be honest, I don't really deal with too much with Facebook. Like, as far as Twitter, I don't really get into that Twitter thing too much. But, you know, you can always contact me at owensjavans@gmail.com, owensjavan@gmail.com, or ojavanyahoo.com if you're trying to contact me. And also, I have a contact number, 347-501-3172. So anybody looking to work, network, you know, collabo, or even join the team, you know, definitely reach out to a brother, you know, because I'm looking for a bunch of leaders, you know. Everybody stand strong and we get together and do this unity thing, and there's no telling where we could go, you know.
Absolutely. That's very well said, JB. I also wanted to reiterate to everybody out there that JB has a like page out on Facebook, and I want y'all to just, like, seriously show love and just like his page. It takes 2 seconds of your time just to click on the button and say like.
Please do. Please do. You know, like I said, this is an independent movement. It's up and coming. You know, it ain't no big financial backings behind this, but, you know, we're just going to give it all we got. And we ain't coming to play games either, man, by the way. We're taking this very seriously. And we're going to give it all we got, you know. Like I said, anybody willing to collabo and network, you know, feel free to drop by, hit me up, you know, and let me know what's good. You know, we're trying to add people to the unity.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, JB, I just want to thank you so much for taking out the time to come on the Intune show. We will be following up with you in a few just to see how everything is going, all the projects and stuff that you have coming up and all the good things that you have to offer the world. You know, I'm totally in your corner. As I tell everybody, we're family.
Thank you.
We're family, so whatever I could do to enhance or help in any way, just let me know, because I'm definitely a supporter of the movement.
Right. You know, I want to give everybody a shout-out that's really trying to do their thing, man. Like, don't let nothing stop you, man. Keep your head up. Keep grinding. Give a shout-out to my man Kevin Covey, G2G Showtime, Miss Woods over there, Miss Charlotte Ray, you know. They doing their thing coming up, you know. Look out for them. They going hard, too. And my man Dan Grease, too. You know what I mean? That's another brother I forgot to shout-out. You know what I mean? That's another dude that's been an big inspiration in my life, you know, as far as getting into the beat level and everything. You know what I mean? But I just say, well, forget nobody, my FU crew, my family, you know, my kids, everybody, you know what I mean? Lady C, you know what I mean? Everybody who's trying to, you know, contribute to the movement, man. I appreciate it, you know, and much love, man, you know?
Yes, yes. Well said, JB. Well said. I must say, I really enjoyed talking, and I wish I'd known that we would have had so much good stuff going on because I would have extended it.
I understand. I understand. I just wanted to get that off my chest, man. Shout out to everybody, man. And, you know, we working. I'm going to just say it like that, man. We working. And
yeah,
I appreciate having me on your show.
Absolutely. Anytime. Anytime. Anytime you want. If you have artists or whatever you want to send my way or whatever, just let me know. And we'll make this thing happen, okay? We'll make this thing happen. So much love to JB. Again, you can go on there for better entertainment /
better
management. Like his page.
Yes.
Hit him up. It's ojavan@yahoo, and is owensjavan@yahoo again?
Yes, at yahoo.com.
Yes, hit him up on Facebook. You guys don't want to go through all of that. Find him on my friends list under JB. Hit him up. He's talented. He's humble.
Thank you. He's ready.
Okay, hit him up. This is what y'all have to do if y'all really ready. Get with somebody that's about you as well as, you know, about themselves, you know, because every time people get up with people about themselves before it's about them, then you never win. You never
win
in this
game. Unity wins.
Unity wins.
Right.
That's right. All right, JB, thank you so much. Thank you for coming
thank
on the
you.
Show, sharing that with us and things of that nature. Like I said, we'll follow back up with you in a few just to see how everything is going. You know, you stay
sounds
in tune
good.
For better.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a great day, JB.
You too. Thank you.
I just want to thank you all for tuning into the Intune show. Stay tuned for Friday's show. We're going to have Carshay on. She's a very talented R&B singer, and she's also won the cover for our Plus Size Model magazine. So stay tuned for a better. Talk to you guys later.